Shir Chazara on hopefully Simen Shin Ches and Shin Tes. All stories that either happened or will happen. No, they're all stories that happened to the Avrei Achaburo, either present or past. And we'll go through the cases and try to work out the halacha l'maaso in each scenario. First story happened to somebody who was traveling to Eretz Yisrael through Venice. Now, he was there for Shabbat, and we're going to be working through the Simanim from the beginning of Simen Shin Ches through the end of Shin Ches. So we'll be starting really with Muktamach HaSan Kis, then with Sish Mach Lester, Shivri Kelim, Basar Chai, Gav Shorei, Muktamach HaLechaim, Ukedim, working our way through. Since Shabbat come up every single solitary week when you get to Mukta, it's not very hard to find cases. Please excuse me if I left out your individual scenarios. Because this Yugoman was traveling to Eretz Yisrael through Venice, and he was in a hotel for Shabbat. Now, to be able to get into the different shuls, old shuls, you need to have identification. The melech, you need your passport. He wanted to know, is there any way, it seems, according to Shemir Shabbos Gachasa, and the Orcha Shabbat, and the Haitha Gepoiskim, that a passport is considered Muktzah Machon Chasar and Kis. The Shaila was, is there any way that he could be Miyached, his passport, and not be Makbid on it this Shabbos? He'll decide before Shabbos, I'm not being Makbid on it. He'll throw it across the room. I don't know exactly what he's going to do to show that he's not being Makbid on it. And that way, this Shabbos won't have it in a Muktzah Machon Chasar and Kis. Is there any such possibility to do such a thing or not? So this all starts with the first of Kiveger and Simen Shin Ches Sefalaf that declares that in the middle of Shabbos, if a person decides, a moil decides that he's not interested in being a moil anymore and he wants to use his knife, his izmil, he wants to use it to dice up vegetables for Shal Shudis, says of Kiveger, Lechur, there should be no problem. The whole reason why Muktamas Kisarin Kis, times of Kiveger, is usher, is because there's a Ktsa that you're not planning on using it on Shabbos. Memeila, if in the middle of Shabbos decided you are going to use it, there's no problem. Going into Shabbos, it was Muktzah, that is a Kiveger. No, that's not a problem. Pass the Kibbushimin. We don't say we can discuss the Benish Mashas. The same way if something was us at the beginning of Shabbos and then the Issa went away. The same way if something was me at the beginning of Shabbos and in the middle of Shabbos he decided he wants to use it and the Mias doesn't bother him. According to Rav Shimon, we don't say me with this Katsai. So too, but then again, it's a Muktzah Sarin Kis. Rav Shimon is going to say that we do not say me with this Katsai and therefore it should be Mutter to be Mishnamis at this night in the middle of Shabbos. The Tilo David is Chaylik on Kiveger Zisoyif, and the time is that no Muktzah Chasarin Kis is considered Dichui Biyadayim, and therefore even Rav Shimon is going to be Maskim. But according to Kiveger, Lechur, there is a way to be Machlet even on Shabbos that you don't want something to be Muktzah Chasarin Kis. The only thing is that Rav Kiveger Lane at the end of the day brings a raya from himself, not like himself from Tesis and Beitel, and he comes out like it seems like the halacha that we saw in Simin Shin Yutziv Zayin. That a kish shal mois, which is miyuchal mois, has din a muktamach chasarin kis. And if you want to make this wallet roi to be used on Shabbos, you have to do a maisa to be mafkia that you're not going to be using it for mois anymore. Therefore, time to give anger, since you already used this knife for shchita, for milo, ukedema, therefore you have to do a maisa to take it out. You have to cut up vegetables before Shabbos, do some sort of maisa to be mafkia. The Shabbos, what can you do with your passport exactly? What can you do with your passport before Shabbos to show that you're not makbid on it? Because there isn't very much. You can't rip out the pages. Like, what are you going to do? Show that you're not makbid on it, make it into a paper airplane. There's not very much that you could do, Lechur. Now, Lechur, even without that, we can tell you that it's not that much of Kiveger. Because Kiveger's case was a case where you were deciding that from now on, you're not planning on using this for Shechita. You're not planning on using the knife for Mila. Mamela. There's a tzad that from now on you'll be mafkia that it shouldn't be muktamach chasarin kis. However, in this case, l'chori, the whole thing is a haroma. Betem, before Shabbos, you're makbid on the passport. After Shabbos, you're makbid on the passport. Just for this Shabbos, you're not going to be makbid. L'chori, by an evan, you could say that you want to be miyachan for one Shabbos. But for something which is be'etem muktamach chasarin kis, l'chori doesn't pass to say that you should be only makbid for one, you're not makbid for one Shabbos. Al dema. If he had such a case of somebody that had a shechita knife, that he wanted to be tevil with a bracha. So you can only be tevil a shechita knife whether or not you're supposed to be table shechita knife for the bracha, because it's only used in the early preparation of shechting an animal. So we only decided that we machla to use it for the first Shabbat for the karchala. And that kid, and after, so he's using it for food. Mamele, you'll be able to be table with the bracha. The shaila is, after that one first slice of the challah, he wasn't so happy to use it anymore for the rest of the challah. The chura shows that the etem, it is still blives mukhs makhsar in case. The fact that for one time you didn't use it, that you used it for something else, lav dafk is mafki from that. That case happened to be better because it was never used before in Peshkita. But in such a case where you have a passport that was used in an oifen of Muslim Hasan Kis, and after Shabbos in Muslim Hasan Kis, there's no way really to be mafkiya that it shouldn't be considered Muslim Hasan Kis. However, for a different reason, we can tell you that it's not a problem. And what's that reason? It's because the Khura passport is not Muslim Hasan Kis. What's the reason that it should be Muslim Hasan Kis? Muslim Hasan Kis, Mishaburo, Tainas, is something that you're makbid on either of Kviyas, you're Kaveya Makbid, or you're makbid not to use it for a different malacha. Now, because you're scared it's going to get ruined. Now, a passport, the reason why you don't use it for a different malacha, it's not because it's going to get ruined, it's just because it's practically, it's not, what would you use it for? What could it be used for? The etzem, probably you would stick it underneath your stender to get it to prop it up if you needed to. As a matter of fact, this morning, I used it to underline something in my Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Anything that it's useful for, you might as well use it for. Why not? I don't think anybody stops from using it for any other type of malacha. It's just that even if a person is kaviyas mokrim, lachura we saw that kaviyas mokrim has to be kaviyas mokrim, which is because of kepeda. It's because you're makbid on it, that's why you're kaviyas mokrim. Except for the chiddush we saw the chazanish, that a clock is considered your kaviyas mokrim, you're not mishtamish with a bechlal, that's also, even though you're not makbid, but that's mokrim. The pashas mishtamish is not the way, but pashas, the pashas seem to go not the way. That it has to be that because of the kepeda, that's why you're miyachalei mokrim. And I don't know if that applies to a passport, and the chur of making the dinah of a passport should not be muksa machal sarin kis. At worst, it would be similar to the chur of passport is used for identification. It should be klish machal heter. At worst, if you hold that, it's like a telephone book that's somewhere machmer on, but it's used to get to ister. The passport, the chur, should be a klish machal heter, and should be able to use it.
Is that from a star cases?
You're not reading it. You think it's muksa sarin kis? You don't need to use the. It has another assumption. Assumption shall happen. So, definitely just need to see your.
Can you change?
Certainly it's not the same. Okay. That's that. Okay, that was. One Friday night this past year, I get a knock on my door. There's a young man outside that wants you. Okay? I go outside, and then sure enough, there's a young man that wants me. He fell on his way down the street, and he fell right outside my building, and he must have twisted his leg or sprained his leg in some sort of way, and he couldn't move. And he needs somebody to help him. Okay, so I call an EMT, and the EMT comes and calls for an ambulance. Ambulance comes and they decide that he has to go to the hospital. So younger man asks me, he's going to be in the hospital. He's divorced. He didn't have any way to tell anybody to help him out for Matzah Shabbos. Kitzur, he's going to be stuck in the hospital Matzah Shabbos without any way to get back, without any. He wants his phone. So how do you take your phone? So he told me, if you don't mind giving me my phone, the truth is that it's set already now to wake me up for tomorrow morning for Kriyashma. It's put an alarm. It's actually on airplane mode that it shouldn't move any of the things, any of the bars of the reception. It's set to wake him up. He wants to use it also tomorrow. Now, his real reason why is because he needs it Matzah Shabbos. Probably at 6:30 in the morning he's going to be up in the hospital. But he wants to have his alarm clock, his phone to be used as an alarm clock tomorrow. Is there any problem being metalto the phone and bringing it to the Ringoman? We'll leave out any dini tchumim, taking things out of the tchum that you don't need to. That's a different channel. But al tadin of muksa, is there any reason not to bring it in? So l'chero, we found the halacha is Mishnah Berurah brings out from the Magen Avraham, who quotes Yerushalmi, that says that even though muksa klish machla iser is only mutter l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach makremai, it's not mutter mechamal etzel, nevertheless, if your ikar kavano is Micham Latel, but you have another Ishtamshis that you're planning on using it for. For example, you weren't planning on having nuts for Shalshadis, and you decided that since it's raining outside and your hammer's outside and your hammer's going to get rusty in the rain, therefore you'll bring in your hammer and you'll use it to crack your nuts. This is obviously talking about a case that you do not have a nutcracker. I think that goes without saying. And therefore, like Mishnah Berurah says, the only time that a patient lasts the ether is mutter to be used is only when you do not have a patient lasts the heter that could be used. But mainly you'll decide that you want to have nuts for shal shavit. You'll be able to bring in your hammer to open the nuts. Now obviously his ikar kavana is to protect the hammer that it shouldn't get ruined. Nevertheless, since he has another das for another ishtamshis of heter, that's matters it, even though the ikar ishtamshis is cham latel, which l'chur cham latel is not a tzarek for Shabbos. Since you also have a tzarek for Shabbos, that's enough. The mainly ketayin l'chur the same thing, but again, this guy's alarm clock. This person's cell phone, even though his ikar kavana was really for Matzah Shabbos, nevertheless, since it has ishtamshis also on Shabbos, l'chur, that's enough of a reason he should be able to be talk line. He's not going to use it till tomorrow. Yeah, but he's not going to have an option to be talk line tomorrow. So mainly, we saw in the Taz, anytime that you have a hetzer to be talk something later on, if you're not going to have a chance to have it till later, you're going to need it later on. But the only time that you're going to be next to the muktzah or whatever it is, kli, you're somewhat kli shmat laheter, anytime that you're next to the kli is only now. In other words, I'm leaving my house and I have something that I'm going to need in 7 hours, but I'm not going to be back here within the next 7 hours. I'm allowed to take it ready now since I need it later on. L'chura, such a case is kli shmat laheter, which he's going to use over the course of Shabbos. He's allowed to take it ready now because this is when he needs to use it. The only question is, a different question, and that is, what halachic status does a cell phone have? Is the cell phone considered a klish machla iser, or do we look at it like mukta machmas gufoy? Why should it be that way? So we saw that the Aruch HaShulchan says that candlesticks, a leichter, since they have no ishtamshis, but etzem is used for a davar shel iser, lighting candles. But since it has no other ishtamshis shel heter, then it's not considered klish machla iser. Klish machla iser is like a hammer, which has ishtamshis of iser, of banging nails, and also ishtamshis of heter, of cracking nuts. But candlestick has only ishtamshis of iser. L'chur, there is no, if it's a klish machla iser, which has no conceivable ishtamshis of heter. L'meili l'chur, you get taino, the poiskim on a taino, this is the category 2, klish machla iser, that is a klish machla iser, like a fan which is off, a recorder, a voice recorder which is off or on. L'chur has no ishtamshis on Shabbos, Stamshah Shalhetar and Shabbos, and therefore it should be Muktzah. However, Yesh Lodun, that even the Aruch HaShulchan would be masking in this case. First of all, because maybe the Aruch HaShulchan is only talking about something which is like fragile, like candlesticks. You wouldn't use that as a paperweight. But anything which we'd use as a paperweight, in the Hanami, that would be Mutter. I was talking to somebody Thursday night, and we were handling Hilchos Shabbos, and he says, when he went through the Sugya, as far as he remembers, his Reish Gadol told him that anything which we use as a paperweight, that's already considered Ishtamshis of Heter, and that's Mutter. Now, not all the places go that way. The Chazanish certainly doesn't go that way. The Chazanish says it has to be something that it is normally used, not just it could be used, but a person would, it is normally used for such a thing. And therefore, if you hold that it's a problem, if it doesn't have Ishtamshis of Heter, then just using it as a paperweight may not be Ishtamshis of Heter. However, first of all, we saw that the Mishnah Berurah bepashed this as Chirlik on the Aruch HaShulchan, and he holds that in Eretz Yisrael, even though it has no Ishtamshis Heter, nevertheless, considered Klish Machla Iser, which is not a Tzarek Kufim Rekhazri. And L'chur, in this case, it's Pasha that even the Aruch HaShulchan would agree, because it does have Ishtamshis Heter. Because you're planning on using this cell phone, even though right now it has no Ishtamshis, but tomorrow morning it's going to have no Ishtamshis. As long as it's going to have Ishtamshis Heter, that's not a problem. If you have a fan which is going to go on in 4 hours, even though right now it's off, and it's no Ishtamshis Heter, but since it's going to have Ishtamshis Heter in 4 hours, then certainly it's not considered a Klish Machla Iser, which doesn't have Ishtamshis Heter, and it's Mutter L'Taltol, L'Tzarek Kufoy
U'Mukhevri.
Why can't you ask the nurse if you're
you
could, but you don't need to. What?
You don't need to.
I've got
another week to do the same
thing. If you mature somebody else, I don't know. If you mature somebody else.
So why
would... And you're working with the Raisa, you have to touch the Raisa if you don't waste all the time. You take any chances. The Shibri Kevin, my sister Shahaya, last week, that in the middle of Shabbos, somebody was opening his cabinet door, and one of the screws that holds in, it's like a U, the handle. The handle is like a U which attaches in two places to the door with two screws. And one of the screws came out on Shabbos. So So now it's like swinging. It's hanging from one screw. The shaila is there a chash of Shema Yitka, or is there no chash Shema Yitka? We know the halacha is that if you're sitting on a bench and the bench breaks and one of the legs comes out, we have a chash, the bench and the broken leg, pashtas, both of them are both mukhtar, chash that maybe you're going to put it back together again. Do we say the same thing over here? You have one screw which came out and one screw is attached by it. You could still open it with the handle, but lamaisa, it's not as gishmak. What's the halacha? Is there a chash Hashem Yitka that maybe we're going to screw back together and therefore it's mukhtar or not? So the truth is that Shiva came and really has a bunch of different dinim like we saw. However, there's two basic halachas that seem to be a theorem. The first halacha is Dalsis HaKelim. The doors of Kelim that come off on Shabbos, the halacha is, if they were attached, even if they came before Shabbos, but even if they were attached coming into Shabbos, and they become disconnected on Shabbos, the halacha is that you're still allowed to be metal, so both the Kli and the door of the Kli on Shabbos. They both still retain their same Kli, and since it came into Shabbos, Muchon Agav Aviyam, therefore you're allowed to be metal on the door. It's not a problem, both of them are not Muchtzah. Mitzad Sheni, we have this, the halacha of the kiro or the safsol shenish mitayachas meregalel, that the bench which one of the legs came off, that even though going into Shabbos it was a proper kli, when the leg comes off we say that there's an iser muktzah. You're not to be mitalto not the leg and not the bench. What's the difference between the two cases? How come in the case of the kelim which the delos came off, there we say that it's mutter to be mitalto both the delos and the door, as opposed to the case of the safsol, we say it's also the metalto, both the safsol and the broken leg. The Rosh Shem Zalantai, and this is where it sees the place where it needs to go, is that the chilek is whether or not the kli, the original kli, or the kli that the kli which broke, can you be mishtamish with the kli with ease or not? For example, in the case of Shiva Kelim, let's say you have a storm shrunk, and there's a door to the storm shrunk. The door to the storm shrunk comes off the middle of Shabbos. Now, there's nothing being by name from mishtamish to the storm shrunk as it is. The chura, it works just as well now as it did beforehand. Therefore, it's not a problem of a shever kli. We don't look at it as a shever kli. There's no chash that can come to fix it on Shabbos because you can be mishtamish with it with the same ease or with the same relative ease as you did beforehand, before it broke. As opposed to the case of Safsol Shenish Brachas Meregalel, there if you have a bench which only has three legs instead of four legs, it's not Geshmak to sit on. Therefore there's a shash that you're going to go ahead and put it together. The shash is, what's the story with this handle? This handle that came off, L'maisa, it's attached by one screw, so you still could use it. It's not as Geshmak as it is beforehand. Now do you have that shash that you're going to come, let's say we are questions, you're going to come to fix it. Now we know that there's a certain Gedarim. It's only if you don't need an Uman, it's only if you didn't lose the piece of Kedema. So if you have the screw, and the Chari have the screwdriver, and you'd be able to screw it in yourself, then in Echanami, in this case, we'd have a Shash. The only Shali is, do we talk have the Shash? The truth is that many cabinet doors only have a handle which only has one screw, and it works just fine. So it happens to be, if you have a handle which has two screws, you're right, it's not as gishmak to use it when it's only attached with one, but it works just perfectly to open and close the door with a handle that's attached with one screw as opposed to two screws, even though the handle is sideways as opposed to real. In such a case, l'chura, even though we didn't have I don't have a raya gemuro, l'chura yisvaru would say that in nechanami it's taka more daima to the case of dalsis akelim than to the case of Sashal Shemesh Menach Meregalel, and therefore it would be mutter to be open the door of the cabinet, and it would not be considered mukta. Basar Chai. One Friday night, Egoman, Chashuvei Ebrechei, Chaburisenu, opened his freezer, and out came flying a tray of raw chicken onto the floor. Now the shaila is, what do we do with the raw chicken which is on the floor? How do we get it back in? Are you allowed to pick it up and get it back in? So we saw that there's machlekes in the Gemara, b'negiyas habasar chai, and between Rav Huna Rav Chisda, between Bisham and Beis Hillel, Rav and Shmuel, la'alacha la'maisa, the Mechaber Paskins, and Simen Shin Ches, Sif Lamed Aleph, and Lamed Beis, that Basar chai, afilu tafel shein amaluach klal, mutal tafel, mishim dechazi lo mitzal. Basar chai, raw meat, is mutal fim tafel. The shayla is, what type of meat was the mechaber talking about? Says the Magen Avraham, the mechaber is only talking about chicken, fowl, something which is soft, that's chazi lo mitzal, that could be eaten even in the state of when it's raw, and therefore it's not mukta. However, that both the Taz and the Gurin, they go that no, it was said not only with regard to fowl, it's also said with regard to meat, for two different reasons. The Gurin says the reason why it's mutter is because it's chazilum, so all meat, even real cow meat, is chazilum. So, and the Taz says no, even if it wouldn't be chazilum, so nevertheless, since it's roi to give it to an animal, even though you're not planning on giving it to an animal, but since it's roi to give it to an animal, mila it has its status of food, and therefore it's mutter. What's the nafkamina between the two taimim? Nafkamina between the taimim is what would be with something which is taka not chazi l'umso, but it's right to give it to an animal. According to the Gurin, it was going to be aser, and according to the Taz, it's going to be mutter. But meila, congealed fat, which is not chazi l'umso, people would not eat it like that. However, you could give it to an animal. According to the Taz, it's going to be mutter. According to the Gurin, it's going to be aser. The halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskin, that with regard to fish and with regard to chicken, it has a din of chazi lomtza, it's roi to eat, and therefore it's mutter to be metatle. With regard to meat, then he says we only paskin when we have both the tama, the taz, and the magan avram together, which means regular meat, regular raw meat, would be mutter to be metatle. However, congealed fat, ukedeme, would not be mutter to be metatle, because it only is mutter according to the taz, and not mutter according to the grain. The only thing is, that Aruch HaShulchan says, bizmanenu, people do not eat raw meat. And therefore, it would be considered mukta machmas gufan, something which does not consider, it's not chazi lomta bechlal, and therefore it's not roi. The same thing would apply even to chicken. Most people do not eat raw chicken. However, the Paiskei Zmeinenu, even those that are machmir say b'makom adchak, one would be able to be metatle it, b'makom hesed, certainly could be same with the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore in such a case you would be able to metatle it. If you could be metatle it b'toltum anatzad or b'toltum gufay, that b'toltum gufay is better. You should be metatle with toltum gufay, and therefore, chicken and meat lechol atachas lechatchila. If you can be metatle with toltum gufay, you should do that. With fish, they'll done that. Maybe since it's becoming pretty nafus to eat sushi, maybe it would be the same way in Oriental countries. If asking that raw fish would not be considered muksa, so too maybe bizmaninu, maybe you had a kula. The herb b'makom hesed the place more mekel. Our Chashav Avreich actually was able to lie down on the floor, pick up the chicken in between his feet, and deposit it inside of the freezer. Kol hakavod.
How much is kumah b'nefesh?
Kol hakavod k'vimah shehu. Well, together, Teltubuguf means that you're not using your hands. Teltubuguf is anything which is not the normal way to be metatl, and you're not using your hands. Which means that also to pick up a shtender with your hands, there's also a problem with Teltubuguf right, to pick up the thing which is on top of the shtender. Pashtus is the Kila Achar Yad. Ramosha Kler is what's the halacha of Kila Achar Yad, using the back of your hand, is that considered Toto Begufay? Mr. Brewer seems to say, even though he calls it a Toto Begufay, but it's Pashtus seems quoting word for word the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says that it's considered he calls it a Toto Menatad, but it's quoting Shulchan Aruch Harav, who says that it's Toto Begufay, to use in between your elbows or your feet, ukedeme, that is all considered Toto Begufay, something with your elbow. Pashtus is any time that you're not using your hands, it has a din of tilta b'gufa. If it's not the derech to be mishtamish,
back of the hand,
that's where Moshe Kler is. Maybe it has a din of kilach yad. He says it's not borer that it does. From the Mishnah Berurah in the Siman Reish Ayin Vav, it would seem, since he puts it together with using your elbows, and kigoyin b'achir yadav v'bein atzile yadav, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, who he's quoting, says that both of those are considered b'gufa. Over Ramosha Kler is with the back of your hand, but then that's considered total goofy.
That means the arm or the back of the palm, not the back of the arm. The taz, do we lose the taz when it's mutton she in benim is consumed? Would that be romi?
The taz you don't lose. The taz is matter even with that. The matter is even if you're not planning on doing it. Graf Sharei, which is the halachas between Shem Ches, between Lamed Daled and Lamed Zayin. Last Shabbat, my kids were fighting with each other, and one of them decided to deposit the shoes of another one inside the garbage can. And it was getting out of hand, so I said, by the way, you should just know that they moved the garbage can to the middle of the kitchen, deposited in, first it was the Alkut, I think, and then it was the shoes going into the garbage can. So you should just know that you're not allowed to move the garbage can is mukta on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to move it. So I leave Friday night after the Suda, I come back, and there's garbage all over the floor. I said, what is going on here? So, well, Tati, you told us that it's mukta. The garbage can fell all over the place, and you told us that it's mukta. So what's the law? I said, okay, everybody, shear number two. Hechos Graf Sharei. So the laws of the Graf Sharei are the lechura. In such a case, if the garbage is strewn all over the floor, and it is something which is unpleasant, to say the least, then the lacha is that it's mutter to metatle it. Lechura the pashtus is there's no problem to metatle it. Biyadayim mamish. Had to pick it up and deposit it in the garbage can. As the Gemara says, they found a dead rat and they said, pick it up by its tail and take it out of the house. Take it out of the Machmon of Psalm. Now, even though the Aruch HaShulchan says that if you could ask a guy or you could ask a child, you should rather ask a guy or a child, Rav Moshe's Machalik says if you have a guy, you could ask him, but a child you should not ask. You shouldn't think that Moksh is Mutter or Kedemon. I wouldn't even be able to ask my kids in this case to pick up the garbage. I would be able to, before you ask me, pick it up myself. Why not? So you ask me to talk to Natan. It seems that even the place came that hold that you could ask a guy, if you could, you should ask a guy, but if you're not asking a guy and you're being to talk, there's no reason to be to talk to Natan. You gotta pick it up, be a dying mamish, and be to talk to him. Alderach, what we said in Klishmachalister, if you don't have a, if you have a, Klishal Heter, don't use this for cloth. But if you don't have Klishal Heter, then it's not Mukhtam, and you're able to be Metatlan. Could be that it has to do with whether or not it's Dokt, they have a Hutra, or Tchuyo. Mamela, in this case, even if they would have knocked over the garbage can on purpose, with the intention of making a mess all over the floor, which is maybe what happened, I don't even know. The halacha is that even though Ein Oisin Grashare Lechatkhilo, you now let it cause a Matzav of Grashare Lechatkhilo, unless it's a Matzav of Hesed, then we allow you to make a Grashare Lechatkhilo. Maybe to bring yourself to Graf Sharei with all the pachas. You'll have to bring yourself to Masav. If something's there's something leaking in one of the bedrooms and it's making a big mess, for you it doesn't bother you because you're not in that room. You'll have to bring yourself into that room if it's going to ruin something. And that way it should be, you'll be kovei amokim to start learning in that room, so it should be my free you and be able to take it out. However, if it's not Hesed Ruba, we say that you're not going to make a Graf Sharei Lechatchila. Nevertheless, if you did make a Graf Sharei, the halacha is mefurish that you're allowed to be metatlet, even though ain't Hesed Graf Sharei Lechatchila, but the other that you did make a Graf Sharei, it's not a problem, you're allowed to be metatlet. The only tenai is that it has to be talking Graf Sharei. If it's in a makom in the kitchen that you're not planning to use for the rest of Shabbos, in a different bedroom, ukedem, like we said, then even though the garbage fell over, and even though it's disgusting, if you're planning walking inside, then that's like the Tzarei Shabbachotzer, Shabbat Shabbachotzer, which has no heter for you to be
metatlan.
If Atfilah should use the goy, the chur of the same gather, we don't find anywhere in the Mishabur says it. It seems that the theme of Sadvarim is that not. If you have one handy, then you might as well. The answer to the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramesh have all said that if you do have one, you should.
Is a candy wrapper on the floor of
Graf Sharei? Is a candy wrapper on the floor of Graf. It really depends on each person. The chur, Bepashtus it's not. But it
only the stuff that Graf Sharei and leave on.
No, if the whole matzah is the matzah gashrei, you don't have to take out only half of it, and once you have the heter, you have to take everything together. Mm-hmm. Supposedly, Rav Moshe says that Kim Dumani, the Mara Shabbos, asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, Moshe Yadler asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, and about a few candy wrappers, and Kim Dumani that he said that it would be considered, a bunch of taffy wrappers together would be considered a gashrei. Obviously, depending on each person's shvimashu, some people want to bother, and some people want to get close from it. Shvimashu.
Sweeping is only
mutter al kasherei. Sweeping is mutter al... Oh, very good. There's another reason why sweeping is mutter also. Sweeping is mutter because a kasherei, or because it's batal gavakak, which in this case it's hard to say it's batal gavakak, there's mamish a whole bunch of things. But it's also tiltum and atad, the tzer of our mutter. The reason is, like the Taz says, according to the Taz, l'chera, our hetzer that we gave a kasherei is even according to the Chazanish. The Taz holds that if you're cleaning off, you want to clean off the pits that are on your table, even if it's not a Graf Sharei, you have to take a knife and clean off any seeds or any pits, shells or pits that are on your table, because it's tiltum and atzad. You're trying to clean the table, and you're doing tiltum and atzad with the knife.
and therefore it's mutter. Chazon Ish Tain is not, that's not mutter, because your askus is askus in the iser, not in the heter. It's not like the case where you're carrying a barrel, chavis, you're carrying your being misatik in the chavis, and it happens to be that you're also being misatik, the heter which is on top of it. Here, your whole askus is you're taking the knife and you're moving the mukta, it looks like your mamash being misatik the mukta, even though your kavanah is for the mamash heter, then it's mutter. Then it's, even though therefore it's aser. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah passes that it's mutter, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah passes also that the sweep of floor is not a problem because it's tilt min atzad. He doesn't say the tzarech davar mutter al Shabbos, it's tzarech Shabbos, which is a chori means to clean your house is the tzarech for Shabbos, and therefore it's considered a tzarech davar mutter, and therefore there's no problem to sweep. The Chazon Ish also the Shittasai holds you're not to use a knife to get the shells off the table, and he also holds you're not to sweep with a broom for the same reason it's tilt min atzad. So why are you allowed to sweep with a broom? Says the Chazon Ish. Either because it's batal of karka, or because of the graf shari. If it's a small amount, it's batal of karka. If it's a big amount, it's a graf shari. Mukta of balei chayim. Namates. Rechulu. Namates, man, and malach. One of the avirim in the chaburo went with the yeshiva for Shabbos up north to Moshav. And on the Moshav, they had animals. And the bachur and the yeshiva were petting the animals on Shabbos. And he wanted to know, he declared, does he have to say anything to the Bachurim that they shouldn't pet the animals on Shabbos? He decided that he does not have to say anything. Was he correct in his assessment? And he did suck. Did he have to say anything? He didn't have to say anything. So locha is, Shinches Sif Lametes, that Balei Chayim are Mukta on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Metal to Balei Chayim on Shabbos. Also Metal to be Balei Chayim Vaoyis. You're allowed to put something down that they should go on top of it, but you're not allowed to be metaltal the Balei Chayim. Now, nevertheless, the halacha is that there are certain instances that you're allowed to be metaltal the Balei Chayim. For example, the dadas, if they need help walking, then in a chaser you're allowed to help out animals walk. You're allowed to pick them a hold their sides that they should be able to aid them in walking. Aye, Balei Chayim mukta. Yeah, but mukta Balei Chayim mitiru. If there's no chash the imam is going to pick up the entire animal, like by a chicken, that if you can hold its sides, it's going to pick up its legs and end up picking up the entire chicken, that's usur. They didn't matter you to hold the entire chicken, even makom tzar b'lechayim. Like we saw, that there are those that hold, like the Rambam holds, that if an animal falls into the river, even though you're allowed to do bitul klimei chane to get the animal out of the river, because it's tzar b'lechayim, nevertheless, you're not allowed to pick up the entire animal out of the river, because even though they mattered some of the halachas of some derabbanos on tzar b'lechayim, they didn't matter everything. So the Gibran Skarlik says you're allowed to. But the process is from this machaber that you're not allowed to pick up the entire animal, like the Gemara says by Tanagilis, you're not allowed to pick up the entire animal. So you're only allowed to be dirich of the Tanagilis Meacharel Mocham Hested. But the rest of the animals, you're allowed to help, you're allowed to aid in walking, because all you're doing is really just picking up part of the animal, you're not picking up the entire animal. And even though the Chatchila we say that the same way that you're not allowed to be metalto mukta in Gansin, you're not allowed to pick up the entire thing, you're not allowed to even pick it up in Mikzas. But Mokin, Tzar Balei Chayim, they want you to do a total Mokhtab in Mikzas. That's all the Mokin Tzar Balei Chayim. Shalom Mokin Tzar Balei Chayim, we don't find that they want their Bechla. However, we found in Simin Shin Beis, the Fyud Aleph, that the Mechaber Paskin, that you're allowed to dry your hands, Bezon of Sus, after you wash your hands, Mishin is Lach Chal Yodoy, if his hands got dirty, Betit, Mekancha Bezon of Sus, or Bezon of Apar. You're allowed to be Mekanechit, with you're allowed to dry. Clean it off with the tail of a horse. Says the Bir Halacha, he brings down a Tosefta Shabbos that says, that's only if the tail of the horse is disconnected from the horse. Because if it's connected to the horse, then it's mukta. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we never found any poiskim that mentioned that. Heard the Mashmoy says, zichr, that it's still attached. And nevertheless, you're able to be mutatzeh. What's the reason why? Le'asu rak efshir, le'asu rak guf in the Balei Chayim, v'loi b'sar in shumachobar lehen, v'loi chashiv yiguf in mezeh v'sarachim. Maybe they only ma'asered moving the body of the Balei Chayim, but the hair of the Balei Chayim can't be done after. We find b'durim l'davar, we find that by a mace they matter, even though you're not going to be metatal a mace, and even one limb of the mace, you're allowed to shmir a mace, even though it's going to push down the mace. That's not considered as if you're doing a tiltal, even though it's pushing down his part of his there. So you're actually talking about his body, but a little pushing down, you're not mamish moving, just to push something down, that wouldn't be considered a tiltal mukta. In this case, also Mishnah Berurah is having even more than that. The meat of the saris bachlal aren't even considered mukta. Therefore, you're just moving the saris are not mukta, and the body is mukta, the body is staying stationary and you're just moving the tires, in a Hanami, even if l'chora the animal moves because of you, it's not like a case of you shouldn't touch. We know that you're not supposed to, you're allowed to touch mukta. However, a mukta which is going to move when you touch it, then you shouldn't touch it. An egg, you shouldn't touch the egg because there's a good chance it's going to move when you mukta, when you touch it. What's the story with an animal? When you touch the animal, very often it moves. But there it's not moving because you touched it. It's moving as a result of the fact that you touched it. But your touching is not causing it to move. Your touching is, he moves on his own volition. He decides that he wants to move because you touch it. But in a chanami, you're not causing, it's not because you touched it, so therefore it started rolling like an egg. L'chur, in such a case, that wouldn't be the Esther. L'chur, there's no reason to be meicha, even though I'm not telling you to do l'chachila. But even if you're miyachad, we saw from Ramesha, even if you're miyachad animals, Ramesha Tainis, it's not going to help to be miyachad animals. You have a pet. I'm designating this dog to be used as a pet, and therefore I want to be mitatvan on Shabbos. Tainis the praise scheme, that does not help. Ramesha says, ahead, it doesn't help. What's the reason why? Because pashtus, the yichud helps that it turns something which is not a kli into a kli. A baal chayim is not a kli b'chal, and you can't turn it into a kli. B'cheft is not a kli. But meila yichud wouldn't help. Therefore, you wouldn't be able to miyachad it. It's always going to be us b'totol. But nevertheless, l'chur, there would be a heter to pet it. Certainly, you don't have to be meicha by those that are not a
shul
leka.
Why
not? That's mutter better. Not a problem. Okay. The end of the siman handles random halachas of mukta, and I'll just bring down two halachas that came up. According to Mishnah Berurah, no. If not mukta, according to Mishnah Berurah. Her. Mitzavim. Two interesting cases that came up. One is somebody that has a machine for diabetes. It checks the level, the sugar level, and it really pricks him. It involves a malacha. He has to prick himself, and a little bit of blood comes out, and he soaks it up in a piece of cotton, and he sticks it into the machine. The machine reads as a screen, and it reads the sugar level. He has to do this every day, including Shabbos. He usually uses it about twice on Shabbos. And he wants to know, what's the halacha, what is the status of this machine? Is this machine a kli shmat le'iter, which he lied to move the tzer chlufa mepemen, but asr mechal le'tzel? Is it a kli shmat le'heter, and therefore he lied to move it as you want? Is it muqtzmach chasarim kis, which just has a heter when he needs it? Yesh lion, what's the halacha of this kli? Now, we saw with regard to medicine, that medicine which is not used on a regular basis, but pashtus does not have a shame of a kli, and therefore would have it in a muqtzmach chasgufa, you would not be allowed to move it. However, the price container, anything which is generally used, certainly if the person was a chayli before Shabbos and he knows he's going to use these medicines, or if it's a standard medicine that generally people use, like regular painkillers, aspirin, Tylenol, Acamol, kids' syrups, cough syrups, and other things like that. The chur, these things are generally used, and even if hopefully you won't use it on Shabbos, there are many people that might use it on Shabbos, therefore people are not makdasimit, and it would not be mukta. The shayla is something which maybe this is even better. It's better and it's worse. It's not echad. It's only used for a single person, and it's not used for anybody else. It's hasheni. It's a kli, and it's only used at given intervals. L'chara, it's only given twice over the course of Shabbos. It's not that it could be used many times. Pashtus, he knows every single day he uses it twice. It's hasheni. It's a kli. It's better maybe than regular medicine because it's a kli, and therefore, since it is a shame of a kli, maybe it's a kli shemachta which is used for heter and remoter in ganzen. So the truth is that l'chur is very meant to a certain extent to a sakin shomila. A sakin shomila is something which is be'etzem moksa machal sarin kis. It's something that you would not use for anything else. As this machine, you would not use for anything else. However, the sakin shomila, even when you have a bris on Shabbos, we consider it muktzah according to many poskim, even though it's going to be used on Shabbos. So to this kli, even though it's going to be used on Shabbos, since it's be'etzem muktzah machzor kis, you're allowed to use it for those times, and maybe not you're allowed to use it afterwards. The Aruch HaShabbos Sinus, he says that any kelim which are the kelim that are used by doctors with kol nefesh have a din of kli shemachzor heter and gladim. However, if you look at the Chodshani, he says He's machalik between whether or not it's doctors, and the Ken Zion is really what Arfa Shabbos means to say, whether or not it's a personal one, or whether it's one in the hospital. One that's in a hospital, so then even if the doctor's not using it for this patient twice, but it's going to be 50 other patients that he's going to use it for. It's something which constantly has a use on Shabbos. It's constantly aimed to be used every single solitary day by who knows how many people, and therefore it doesn't have a shame of muktzah. As opposed to a sakin shomila, be'etzem, chazanish says, shomazam times this in Shmashas Tefasa, unless you know that there's another bris, the pashas is it's only going to be used for one bris on Shabbos. So mamela, it's something which is muktzah sarakis, which has a heter l'tzorech mitzvah. A shrifer, we say that maybe even if it's muktzah sarakis or muktzah zufay, but since it could be used on Yantif, and it could be that you have to blow for your friend or for some old lady who wasn't able to make it to shul, there are many possible times that a person could use it. Therefore, it has the nikkishmak leheter because it could be used at many intervals over the course of Shabbos. A sagit shomila generally is used only once, and therefore, after it's used that one time, there are those that say that it's aser shemitatzel. The Taz, the Magen Avraham, they say that sagit shomila it could be masniya in the cheder, but you shouldn't be mitatzel at samazin. As opposed to the Ramah, the Matat Bimatatle. Times Chuchani can sign that a electronic device which is used for at specific intervals and it's not used more than that, it's used once for a Shabbos, twice for Shabbos. It can sign after it's used the second time, if you there's really no chance that you're going to use it again, then can sign once you put it down, it should not be Matatle Pachlal, we'd have a din of Muktamach Sarakis, which has a heter with Zerich. But you wouldn't be able to be Matatle aside from that Zerich. A person is allowed to be mitatlet. The second case was my son bought a cap gun this past we bought a cap gun for my son this past week, and he wanted to know, is it muktzah on Shabbos? Is he glad to use it on Shabbos? So now, lechur a cap gun is a klishma after leister. It's something which is used for caps. It's made to use for caps, and you're not allowed to lechur now let us shoot the caps on Shabbos, and therefore the pasha is a klishma after leister. However, we have not bought. Had not yet bought caps for him. Therefore, it was a klishma achlet iser, which was never used for iser yet. What's the lach of such a kli? So Mishabura says in Reish Ayin Tes, in the Bir Alocha, that a klishma achlet iser, which was never yet used for iser, has a din a klishma achlet heter. However, he says, that's the Makor is the Prima Gadim, and he says, look, they're on the bottom inside, look what I wrote in Shinir Gimel. Shinir Gimel, he says, look at the Prima Gadim inside, look at the Prima Gadim inside, the Prima Gadim inside says, it's not so simple. It depends what type of kli we're talking about. If it's the type of kli which is be'etzem mitzaratz musay miyuchan for iser, it's something which is a fan. If you hold this, a fan is klishma for iser. You're right, I could use it to scratch my hand. But be'etzem is something which is miyuchan for iser. Then, even if it was never used for iser, it has this, the din of a klishma for iser even before you ever used it. Bazman ba'alma, a hammer, pashtas, a screwdriver, these type of things. Screwdriver, the pashtas is that it's used for iser, therefore it has din of kli iser. As opposed to a shot glass, which could be used for neiris, could be used to light candles in, and it can be used for whiskey, such a thing like that. In economy, until you use it once in the capacity of Isser, then it has been a klishma klaheter. L'chur, a cap gun is basically used for Isser, and therefore it should be considered a klishma klaheter Isser even before it's used. However,
isn't a cap gun used to intimidate
people
that you're playing with?
I actually shoot it.
It's only intimidating if you shoot the cap gun, because like with that red thing on top, it doesn't really look too real.
Or whatever it is. The point is not to shoot, the point is
maybe. But without that, the Bavashan says that it's used probably even more than it's used with caps. It's used not with caps, and it's used as a toy, and it's used it's a tachshit, but certainly for the kids it's a tachshit. And certainly for my kids it's used much more without caps than with caps, and it's used as a toy, which is kavua to be used as a toy. And if you're using it, in the, even if you would sign that it does have a dinner klishma achlet iser, nevertheless, if you want to use it as a toy, then the chur, that would be considered a leterik, which would matter. Very good. Only over there, it's not really a gemar kli. This is bet a gemar kli. You could use it in conjunction with something else. I don't know if it has the same halacha. Simon Shin Tetz. Three more stories and we're finished. Three more stories. I'm trying to make it quick. This past Shabbos, last Shabbos, somebody's daughter wasn't feeling so well. 8-month-old daughter. And the mother picked her up and she grabbed a clothespin. And she's holding a clothespin. And the question is, what is the halacha? Are you allowed to continue holding the child with the clothespin or not? You have to put down the child, you have to put down the clothespin. What's the halacha? So we know the halacha is that a person is not allowed to be mutalto a child that is holding a rock in his hand, since it's muksa, unless he has gagul. If he doesn't have gagul, then there's an iser. Now, the shayla is, does this apply only to a rock, or does this also apply to klish malachal isers? Does the same halacha apply to klish malachal isers? Now, the first real halacha is, we have to define whether or not a clothespin is a klish malachal iser. The real reason, the only reason why a clothespin is aser is as marasayin. You're not allowed to hang up clothing on Shabbos because marasayin, somebody's going to think that you washed on the Shabbos. But that's not a klish malachal iser. You were out in the rain, you got poured upon, you took off your shirt, you hang out with a clothespin, what did you do wrong? The problem is, it's marasayin. People say that you looked at it as if you're washing it, they're going to think that you washed it on Shabbos. Both the Archa Shabbos and the Shemir Shabbos Chalasa are Mitzayin, the Prima Vad, Menesh, Lavram, Lamed Aleph. It seems to say that it would have a din of Muxa Machasar and of Klisha Machal Isser, even though it's only not used because of Marasayin. Maybe it has a din of Klisha Machal Isser. The Shal is a Klisha Machal Isser also like an Evan that you're not allowed to be Metalto? So, the Archa Shabbos time is, it says, L'chorro, the only reason why it should be considered a problem is if it's something which is as the halachic status of a diner. We know that there's a difference between an evan and a diner. By an evan, you're allowed to be mutalto the child if he's not feeling, if he has gagurin. By a diner, you're not allowed to. Why? Because the shashi is going to drop it and come to pick it up. The main thing, a klish malachal iser, which is choshev, which you're scared that the kid is going to drop it, it's going to get, something's going to happen to it, you're going to go, there's a tzad that can come pick it up. The main lachar, you should have the same problem to, that you might come to pick it up. But as the child holding it, since it's calming down the child, the first, that's the Tzorach Kuvah, the Tzorach Mekayim. The child wants the thing, and Mela, the Klish Machal Isser, when it's in the child's hand, the Etzim is Mutter. That's the Tzorach Kuvah, the Tzorach Mekayim. The only problem is, if it's Chash, maybe he's going to drop it and he comes to pick it up. Mela, by a clothes spin, there's no such Chash. It doesn't, if it's not Ikar Erech, it's not something which has a lot of value. Therefore, there's no Chash whatsoever. You'd be allowed to continue holding the child, even though there is Mukta in his hand. Now, Mukta has been used in Tzorach Kuvah, the Tzorach Mekayim. Buses. Hilchos Buses. One of the Chashuv Evrechei Chabur Yisrenu moved to Eretz Yisrael at the beginning of his man, or so, in the last year. And he's opening boxes. He came with all his boxes to his house. During the week, he was opening the boxes and sorting the stuff. Gets there, he took out one of the boxes, and there's a CD there. He takes out the CD, and he doesn't have a place to put it, sticks on top one of the boxes, and continues taking out the rest, sorting the rest of the box. Comes Shabbos, and wants to be Mavar Sedra. And inside of the box is his chumashim. And on top of the box is the CD. What's the halachic status of the box? Is he allowed to knock off the CD and then open the box? Or does the box have the halachic status of a basis? And therefore, it would be aser. Now, the truth is that the shaila is, what type of mukta is a CD? If it's a klish machla iser, so the truth is that the prima gun is mustafik. What halachic status does a, if somebody puts a klish malachla iser on top of a heter, does it turn into a basis or not? It's mustafik, the paiskim are mitzadeh back and forth. Even if you want to say that it does have the din of basis, nevertheless, it's not going to be worse than a basis. The halacha is, the Mishnah Berurah says, that always the basis gets the halacha of the muktzah which is on top of it. So if the muktzah on top of it is a klish machla iser, then the basis also has the same halacha. The same halachic status of klish machla iser is mutla tzarek uvin tzarek mefeimai. So if the CD were the klish machla iser, it's not a problem to knock it off and then open up the box, the tzarek uvin tzarek mefeimai, to be able to access the chumash. The problem is that pashtus, the CD, is not a klish machla iser. It is a klish machla iser, but it's even more than that. It's a klish machla iser, which is mutla tzarek uvin kis. Most people would not use a CD for anything, not just because, right, it's awesome frisbee. It really works really, really well. But you wouldn't use it as a frisbee because it's going to get scratched. And if it's going to get scratched, then you're going to have a problem. Then your music is going to go, you're going to hear the same thing again and again. So obviously, nobody would use a CD for anything. He's not going to pry open any, he's not going to stick it underneath his chair if it's on down. He wouldn't even use it to make lines on his chumash, under his sfarim. Mamela Pashtus, it has a din of most people are miyach and makam also al tekpin. They have a special CD case that they put inside. Therefore, Lachard has a din of Mukta Machasar and Kis, and therefore the box should have a din of a bus as a Davar Asr. However,
However, it depends really what happened. When was the CD placed on the box? If it was placed in the middle of the week on a Tuesday afternoon, and you put it down, then the halacha is l'chareira. If you didn't have a specific kavana that it should be there for Shabbos, then the halacha is that it doesn't become a basis. If he had kavana that it should stay there, then it would become a basis. However, if you put it there erev Shabbos, then it's more shver. Because even if he didn't have specific kavana that it should be for the Shabbos, there's a tzad in the Mishnah Berurah, the Trumas Hadesh and Tainis, that as long as you put it something there on Shabbos, even without specific intention that it should stay there for Shabbos, nevertheless becomes a basis. The halacha l'maaseh the Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. The Beis Yosef says not that way. The Beis Yosef says even on erev Shabbos you have to have das that should be there for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. L'chirv makom atzerich, it can be mekel, the place on there are mekel. V'derabanan shemul hakel. And l'chir, in this case, you would be able to be mekel. Kenzain also has a din of akroi. Be'etzem, the reason why you put it down there is not because you wanted it there. You put it there because there was just no other place to put it. You're emptying your house. Your house is still. You don't have a lot of storage spots in your house. Kenzain has a din of akroi, which the Mishnah Berurah says also from Makom Aserich, one could be mekel.
People put CDs up and always keep the birds away. Does that not make
a CDs that they're still using or not? I don't think people use ones that they're using. I don't think so. I would think not.
If you open the box, you're not carrying the CD, opening the thumb. If you're not doing it, you're closing the thumb.
But if the box became the box, then you're not even doing that. You wouldn't be able to do it, even if it's open the thumb.
You can take the smash.
There's
smash
in the
box. Then you get into the shallow of Kiva Eger. That is. Then you get into the shalom kibir. Some which is on the top of the box, do we look at that as being mishamish inside of the box, or just being mishamish things that's on top of the box? Can that maybe the flaps? So might the flaps are also protecting the things inside the box. It would be a bus of davar asid mehetar, which would occur for sure on Shabbos and move there. Very good, good time. Here's shlodim with the kibayger. Sorry, shlodim whether or not. Can that even kibayger be masking like we're saying? Last Shabbos, I think it was last Shabbos, Yugaman was looking Friday night. He was looking for his bucket that he usually uses in the morning to wash Nagavasar in. And he didn't know that his wife used it on Erev Shabbos. There was a leak somewhere, and she put the bucket underneath the leak. He gets her Friday night, he's looking, and he's looking for his bucket, he's looking for his bucket, he's looking for his bucket, and he can't find it. So what are you supposed to do? He can't go to sleep without having Nagavasar next to your bed. So what do you do? So he has a bucket where he throws all the old bread, and the bread, usually after a while, instead of throwing it out of the garbage can, many people are mapping not to throw bread straight out of the garbage can, he puts the bread inside of this bucket, and after a while, either he wraps it all up, and he burns it with the chametz, or ukidem. Now, he decided that he's going to use the bucket, he's going to use the bucket for negavatzer. So he dumped out all the challah, and to use it for Nagavasar. Comes in Friday morning, Sunday morning, and wants to know, maybe that wasn't the best idea. Maybe it was a basis for all the bread, which l'chor is not ready l'achila anymore. It's sitting there for weeks, maybe even months. Half of it is moldy, half of it is hard. It's not even ready l'achila. It's certainly not ready for most people to eat. Maybe it's ready for animals to eat. Yesh la'ayin, whether or not that's good enough. First of all, if there are no animals there to serve, then it's not going to help you. And even if there are animals, the Mishnah Berurah passes that if the derech is not to feed the animals, then it's not going to help you that there's animals there. The shaila is it considered, was the thing of basis before Shabbos, and therefore it would be usher to knock out the challah and use it. You're not allowed to do near, you're not allowed to use it. So really this is a general question, and that is, what happens when you put something down at a certain point in your life, and you didn't really think about Shabbos Bechlal, but for Etzim you're thinking that it should stay there for a while. And a similar case was another young man that he wanted to look up halacha that he learned when he was a chassan in his notebook, in his in binder. So he took out his binder on Shabbos that had all his notes, and he opens it up, and the first page is a page of blank checks that he has inside of there. He put it inside to protect it that it shouldn't get ruined, and he wants to know now. You have, first of all, did the entire binding become a basis? Or if it didn't become a basis, you had to move it. What is he supposed to do? What's the lacha? Now, both of these cases, lacharra, they were put there at a point. You put it in the binding, that means that you weren't planning on, you didn't think specifically about Shabbos, but you wanted to protect it. So that means you're planning on keeping it here for months, maybe weeks, months. You didn't think specifically, but the etzem your das is licked in it. You never clean out this bucket from the bread for a few months. So lechur, when you put it in on Sunday, even though you didn't think about Shabbos bechlal, lechur licked in your placing down is that it's going to be there for Shabbos because you're planning on being here for 2 months. Lechur, both these cases, the processes that would be considered a miniyah, kokama that you know that you're not planning on taking it out. I'm putting it here to keep it safe for how long? I don't know. For 4 months. Shabbos? I didn't think about Shabbos. I'm keeping it here for however long. Lechur, both these cases would be considered a miniyah. What do we do with ma'isa? So the truth is, thankfully, the bread bucket was used also on Friday for old bread, or for new bread, for that matter. Now the new bread, lechur, is roi, still achila. Still roi lachila. And even if you're maksadas, lechur, it's like zer glima, if you take a piece of bread, less, more than exayis, and you threw it out, then lechur, it's a good piece of food, it wouldn't be nizbato, Erev Shabbos, and therefore, it's the bucket, lechur, should be considered a basas tadavar, also tadavar mutter. Because the ikr, the choshev, is the stuff which is roi lachila, the stuff which is not roi lachila is not choshev b'chol, and memela would not be considered a basis, and therefore be mutter. With regard to the binder, what he's supposed to do, lachira, even if it does have a din miniach, it would not make the entire binder a basis, because zikr, the ikr, is the chedushim which are written inside of there, certainly for Shabbos, and especially that the checks were blank checks in the money, and they weren't written out, therefore they don't really have too much chashivas, even they don't want them to get ruined, but therefore what you should do is either flip over the binder and then work from the other side, or you can flip a few pages together, the chayr would be considered totum and atzan, the tzeres of a mutter, both of those cases would be mutter. And the last scenario, with this we will end, is, I think also last Shabbat, the Gemara was walking with his carriage, and I don't know if it was a carriage, actually, I'm not sure what the story was. He's walking with the diaper bag, or his wife was walking with the diaper bag. Inside the diaper bag, they realized, Mel Shabbos, that there was an envelope which they received a birthday card in. They had not opened it before Shabbos, but so far they've been batting 100 with their grandmother sending money along with the birthday card. The meilah, they have a birthday card from the grandmother, they presume that there's money inside also. The shaila is, what's the halachic status of this? Are you allowed to continue carrying this diaper bag or not? Do you have to do near? Do you have to dump down the whole thing? Is it a buses? What's the halacha? Lechura, such a case is not considered a buses. It's not a basis because zikr, you didn't have das, it should be there for Shabbos. So it doesn't have anything about it. Now, what are you supposed to do with it? Now, the truth is, even if it would have been a case of miniyah, you planned on keeping it there for Shabbos, it really depends on what type of pockets the diaper bag has. If the type of pockets are pockets like you have in your pants, that they're not attached the entire way, they're not part and parcel, which many diaper bags are, they have like a lining in the middle. They have a lining which really you could pull out, and it's not a part of the actual bag. In such a case, then it would only make that pocket a basis, it wouldn't make the rest of the bag a basis, and therefore you would still be able to be without it. There is, whether it did become a basis or it didn't become a basis, lechur, there is an inin to be minaret, if you could be minaret, it's only a yesh machmirim to be minaret. In such a case, lechur, as long as it did not become a basis, and it's a tiltum in atzad, lechur, since it's in a pocket, depends. If it's only one pocket, then that's the ikar kli, then maybe you have a chiv to be minaret, lechur. The shayla is, in this case, he didn't want to be minaret. Because if he's minaret, then who knows what's going to happen to the card and the money which is inside. So, we know that halacha is that not always they have to be minaret. Even though, like a chiv, you're not supposed to be metatal mukhsa. However, even when you have a heter, it didn't become a basis, you have to be minaret. Nevertheless, if by being minaret, it's going to cause a financial loss, because the muktzah is going to get ruined by being menaret. For example, you have a leichter on top of a table, and by being menaret the leichter, it's going to fall on the floor and smash. Then you have no chiyuv to be menaret, because the reason why you're being metaltel the leichter is not because you want to be metaltel, because you just don't want it to fall onto the floor. We're not that ba'etzim you have an interest. We're not misyachas your tiltel to the leichter itself, we're misyachas to the heter. You have the leichter on top. Yeah, I couldn't be metaltel, I couldn't be menaret. Similarly, if you're embarrassed, also, they say that you can go to the side, you don't have no chiyuv to be minaret, you can wait till you go to the side. The question is, what's the halacha in this case? In this case, you're not scared that if you're minaret, it's going to break. The money's not going to break when you're minaret. Nothing's going to happen to the envelope. The problem is that, who knows if the envelope is going to be here, Matzah Shabbos. Therefore, the nir itself is not going to cause a hefsed.
However, after you menire it, then there might be a problem that somebody might go and take the money, might get rained upon, might get ruined, might get, who knows what's going to happen. What's the halacha in that case? That seems to be a machlokes din Rekiva Eger and the Beis Meir. Rekiva Eger tainted about the case that we've mentioned in the past a number of times, that a guy was in a hotel for Shabbos, and he was invited out for a suda. He had a box of jewelry and money, and the jewelry was worth a lot more than the money. Now he's able to metazel the jewelry, that's etzer. However, the money, you're not able to metazel, it's muktza. But he didn't want to dump out the money onto the floor, because if you dump out the money on the floor, then the proprietor of the hotel is going to go ahead and steal it. What's the halacha in that case? Are you allowed to do a tiltum and a tzad when the reason why you're not being menar is because you're scared that the money is going to get lost? Times of Kivaker, no, in this case you're not mutter. It's not like the case where you're not dumping off the leichter. When you're going to dump off the leichter and it's going to get ruined and hit the floor, there, v'etzem, if you'd have a way to get it to the floor without it getting ruined, then you'd put it on the floor. You're not interested in being mutatla b'chal. You don't want to take the mutter with you. If Malach Yavir will come and pick up the leichter and stick it on the floor, you'd be just as happy. Therefore, when you're being mutatla, you're not trying to be mutatla mukta also, just you have no way to get it off. As opposed to this case, if the Malach Yavir would come and take the money out of the box and stick it on the floor, you would not be happy at all, because you're scared the guy's going to steal it. You want to take the money with you, that it shouldn't get stolen. There your kavanah is also for the davar aser. Tainan kivya eger, in such a case it's aser. You have no heter, not to be menar, it must be menar. This mayor, on the other hand, says, in Dak in the Ramam, Ram says, as long as there's a hefted, it doesn't say there has to be a hefted davar heter. Even if there's a hefted davar aser, says the base mayor, it's mutter, not to be menari, it seems that the place is manenu, go, like the base mayor. Male, in such a case, you would not have to be menari, and certainly, even if you want to be machmar and be menari, you would be able to go to a different place. You would have lechur a heter, mikanadino, go to a different place, you don't need to continue for the next 2 miles, go to a safe place, be menari, and then you would be able to continue, be menari.